What do you make of the Clippers, you know, going into this year? I remember when we had you on just a few months ago, you were telling us how this was a second-round team. They're going to lose in the second round of the playoffs, and goes to show you, they lost in the second round. Now, under different circumstances, their two best players got knocked out of the playoffs due to injury in the same game. So, is this core going to stick put? And you know, going into next year, do you see them making some moves? I heard a little bit of Kevin Durant rumors that the Clippers would like to trade Blake Griffin in order to make room for a guy like KD and build that way, in order for Kevin Durant to get a point guard who's a true point guard, you know, a passing guard and a guy who can run the floor. Yeah. So what do you see in the Clippers summer?
Well, you know, the problem with the Clippers is I told you before that their core is, you know, going to start to age very, very soon. And there's going to be some decisions to be made, and not just on the organization side, but you're going to have free agents here, and unrestricted free agents in Chris Paul and Blake Griffin over the next couple seasons, and then DeAndre Jordan after, I think, the 2018 season, so another 2 years, he'll have an opt-out. So this team could look, I'm not saying it will, but it could look very, very different over the next 2 years. The Clippers, though, Austin Rivers already said he's going to opt out. You've got most of the guys off the bench either have a player option that they're going to use, like Wesley Johnson and Austin Rivers, I just mentioned. Jamal Crawford is going to be a free agent. The core is locked in. However, if you don't land some better complementary pieces, some younger complementary pieces to go along with Griffin and Chris Paul, yeah, they're going to want to split. That small forward position was a problem again this year. Lance Stephenson didn't work out, got traded at midseason. Jeff Green was inconsistent, had some moments at times, played okay going into the postseason. Actually had a pretty good series against Portland, but he's also going to be a free agent, so you don't know where he's going to land. And to be honest, you really want to overpay for somebody like that. Jamal Crawford, although he was sixth man of the year, he's getting older now. Do you want to upgrade that bench, make them a little bit younger? So the Clippers have a lot of questions to answer. Now, if they keep on this course, they could be a second-round team. Again, maybe even a conference finals team. But, yeah, I'm looking at this Clippers team, and there's some hard decisions. And to be honest, I don't really know what those decisions are. Are they going to trade Griffin before he becomes a free agent? Is Chris Paul going to ask to be traded because he wants to go to a more winning situation? So I think the loyalty of both of those star players is really going to decide where this team is going to go. And then DeAndre Jordan is just going to follow suit. Whatever those guys decide to do, he's going to follow right behind him. If they leave, he's probably going to want to leave too. If not, then he'll probably want to stay. So I don't really think, you know, Clippers had a good season, but even though they were hurt, like I told you, even let's say they were healthy and they got past Portland, they weren't going to beat Golden State. They were probably going to lose in six or seven games. So at what point, and Oklahoma City has the same questions, at what point do you consider